Special to see him out there, and it was fun to go play for him.
That is Bray Cook sticking up for his quarterback, man.
Quarterback, man.
I don't know that I would agree that he played well by his standards. But
welcome back to the zone. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. I want to say hello to Kevin Wilson and Rodney Moneyback Plaque. Get all the fellas down there, making sure that you have a fantastic, fantastic holiday season. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep, located exit 121 in Benton off of I-30. They'll give you the most for your trade. They've been number one for over 20 years. The reason why, they understand customer service is what it's all about. They can help you with new. They can help you with pre-owned vehicles. You got bad credit, first-time buyers. It doesn't matter. They are committed to getting you in a vehicle. New vehicle, pre-owned vehicle, whatever you like. You can shop online at LandersChrysler.com. That's LandersChrysler.com. Or just go by and see them. Tell them the zone sent you. Exit 121 in Benton off of I-30.
Let me ask you guys this as we talk about the playoffs. We're going to talk some hoops coming up in the next hour. More about the Arkansas football game, too. And if you want in, you can now. 433-1037. Wally Hall is here on a special Monday appearance thanks to our friends at Deltic Timber. If Florida State loses one loss, right, they'll have one loss. But so will Baylor. So will TCU. Which of those teams, because they have seemingly wanted to push Florida State out because of whatever reason, weak non-conference, ACC stinks, whatever the reason is.
No style points.
Maybe that. You know, and again, they've had to come from behind so many times. So what do you do?
Wait, help me again. What was your question?
If they end up with one loss and TCU has a loss.
Who's got a loss?
If Florida State has a loss, okay, and TCU has a loss and Baylor has a loss, what do they do there? Because they have seemingly wanted to give Florida State no credit even as an undefeated. If they give them a loss, is there a possibility they drop to 5 or 6? I mean, because they seemingly are not interested in keeping them at the top anyway. If they get a loss, does that knock them out, or are they automatically in, do you think, even, I mean, because they've gone undefeated through 12 games?
If Alabama wins, Florida State loses, Oregon wins, Florida State's out, TCU's in.
And Baylor's in too?
No, sir. Ohio State, if they win, they're in.
I don't agree with that. Okay. We'll
gotta
see.
Be.
Oh,
gotta be.
Fun. Doesn't First have to be, does it? I think Baylor gets gotta in over be. TCU. They beat them head to head. And they both have a one loss.
Okay. Well,
you're saying, you know, one what? Big 12.
Yeah, either one of those.
Okay.
I just cannot think that those committee members are going to sit down and put in TCU and Baylor.
Well, you're assuming.
I just can't imagine.
We're assuming Alabama and Oregon are going to win. I don't
right. Know. Now, if they lose, though, I think that they're going to try to find a reason, any reason, to have Alabama in that playoff.
I think they want four conferences represented.
Yeah.
And they're going to do whatever they can to have four representatives from different conferences.
And at the end of the day, that's fine by me in general. As long as it's all things are equal, I'm okay with that. But if all things aren't equal, then you have to put the four most deserving
teams
in.
They just might. Alabama loses, Florida State loses. Put those two teams in.
We'll talk more about this in the next hour. Also, more on the Razorback basketball game. We've had two games since we were on the air last. The North Texas victory and the win over Iona yesterday. We'll talk about that. Also, at 11:30 today, Russ Pennell's going to join us. The in-state tour for UCA continues tonight in Conway. They take on ASU after losing to UALR over the weekend. By the way, James White, you want to talk about knowing your role? James White is a freak.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And he always has been, but James White finally understands exactly how James White becomes the best he can be.
He's a human pogo stick.
He doesn't shoot from the perimeter. He has taken 1-3 this season, and it was a desperation end-of-the-half attempt from basically midcourt. And, oh, by the way, he made it. So James White's got it going on right now. He's on his way to being all-conference and maybe playing in the league. He's a freak. What's up, Michael?
Hey, good morning, good morning.
What up?
I wanted to take brief exception to Wally's article where he defended Coach B's decision to leave Brandon out on the field.
I didn't defend it, sir.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, Coach B was responsible for, you know, he knew the best player at the time and during practice, and all that is correct. How did you not defend it?
I said Brandon didn't complain. Brandon didn't tell him he didn't want to play. Brandon told him that he was fine, and the coaches decided he was their best chance to win.
And you could not know when a player is that injured. All players that are competitors do not want to leave the game, ever.
We're not debating are we debating the health and safety issue, or are we debating the effective issue?
Both.
Okay. I don't think from a health and safety issue there was one, because I think if he had a chance of further injuring himself or was at risk, he wouldn't have been cleared to play in the first place.
His father wouldn't have let him play.
His effectiveness certainly was very much in question, and that's what I have a bigger issue with. I mean, sometimes, like you said, a kid doesn't want to come out, you just got to go, bro, you can't play anymore.
When you're throwing it 10 yards over the man or 4 feet behind him, you got a health injury. You got a problem. You know, he had a pretty good hit a couple of weeks ago. Those things linger. I played quarterback long enough to know these things.
Yeah, Michael,
I never wanted to come out of a game, but believe me, I even pulled myself out once.
What's the old saying? Are you hurt or are you injured? I think he was hurt.
Well,
and that hurt his,
yeah, no question.
His play.
I don't
think he was injured.
My question would be is you've got a kid in Austin Allen that's been on the sidelines, and it doesn't seem like that they were asking him to throw anything that you would think an average quarterback is able to do on the Division I college level.
Yeah, and if Austin's not ready to go in that situation at this point, why? I mean, that falls back on the coaches.
He didn't do anything spectacular.
Right. Michael, we got to hit a break. Sorry about that. Thanks for the call.
No,
I appreciate
problem.
It. Anybody else want to yell at Wally? You can do it after the break.
This is Justin Acri. I never believed any of those weight loss ads I heard, but that all changed with the New Creations Medical Weight Loss Diet. I am a walking, living testament that this diet not only works, it can be life-changing. Other diets take the weight off. This diet will help you keep it off. And unlike other diets, I lost all fat, no muscle. So if you're ready to change your life, lose that fat, and feel better than you have in years, give New Creations Medical Weight Loss Clinic a call today. Set your appointment up at 501-791-6795 or online at newcreationshcg.com.
Coffee farmer Franco Garbanzo's farm is called La Violeta.
They name the farms La Violeta, La Dalia, La Rosa. They like flowers.
Explaining the wonderful taste of Franco's coffee.
In such a short space, a wide diversity of flavors and aromas.
Chick-fil-A proudly serves the specialty grade coffees of Franco and his fellow Thrive farmers, hot or iced. For more about them, visit coffeewithastory.com.
There are many things within the story of a cup of coffee.
Insure your auto, home, life, and everything in between with Shelter Insurance. Find a local agent by calling 1-800-SHELTER or at shelterinsurance.com.
It's where the big boys come to play.
This is madness!
This is Sparta!
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Buzz News with Channel 7's Chris Kane.
It's now been more than a week since we brought you the news of the missing 2-year-old Malik Drummond in White County. And this past weekend, crews continued to search for Malik. Mayor David Morris told Channel 7 the decision-making officials are going to be meeting today to determine where this search will go next. And supporters of same-sex marriage say legalizing the unions could have a $24 million impact on the Arkansas economy. Using data from Gallup and the Wedding Report, NerdWallet report predicts couples are going to spend more time planning weddings and also more money on them. It said the average Arkansas wedding costs more than $22,000. Marriage licenses were issued to more than 500 same-sex couples in Arkansas in May after a judge overturned the state's ban. The state Supreme Court later issued a stay to review the decision. A federal judge last week declared the ban unconstitutional. For more news, weather, and sports, head to KATV.com. From the Channel 7 Newsroom, I'm Chris Kane for the Buzz Radio Network.
Want to know what's going on at The Buzz? Tune in each Wednesday to hear In With Flynn, a report from The Buzz Promotions Department brought to you by TNB Auto. Find TNB on the web at worktrucksandvans.com.
Weather with Channel 7's Melinda Mayo.
This afternoon, we'll be in the 40s with a north wind at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. In northern Arkansas, cool air could create possibly an area of light sleet or freezing rain, mainly across the northern counties. Cloudy skies tonight as rainfall comes to an end, colder with a low around 30. From the Channel 7 Futurecast Center, I'm meteorologist Melinda Mayo for the Buzz Radio Network.
With that first fall of snow, it's time for us to go and spread some fa-la-la-la.
While you're out and about this season, add some lovin' to the holiday rush. A 20-piece chicken McNuggets at McDonald's.
We're making memories today.
It's the perfect treat to share with your family. And it's just $5. Chicken McNuggets, the gift that keeps on dipping. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're saving for your honeymoon, Jeanette for her trip to Fiji. We're all on a budget for lunch.
McDonald's works, right?
It does.
What are you saving for anyway?
An automobile that runs.
Guess we're taking my car then?
Or pushing mine.
I don't really push things.
Hit a value home run. Get a single cheeseburger for a dollar, a double cheeseburger for $1.50, and a triple cheeseburger for just $2. There's more value to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Everyone can afford a new Cadillac from Parker Cadillac. It's time once again for our model year changeover. Hurry in today to see Arkansas's largest Cadillac inventory, all with special year-end prices. Exceptional offers on new Cadillac ATS 2.0 turbo models with zero down, taxes included, and only $398 per month. That's right, a new ATS available now for only $398 per month, zero down, taxes included. See dealer for details or visit parker-cadillac.com.
Every second matters when you're having a heart attack, and getting to the right hospital makes all the difference. Arkansas Heart Hospital is Central Arkansas's only accredited chest pain center and also ranked number one in patient satisfaction. So whether for treatment, diagnosis, or prevention, there is a difference in care. We are the only hospital in the state dedicated solely to the heart. Choose Arkansas Heart Hospital, your heart hospital.
Don't wait until the snow is on your roof to replace it. If you have cracked, curled, or missing shingles, it's time to call Royal Windows and More for a metal roof. It can stand up to high winds, heavy rain, ice, even hail. Get a roof that will look great for a lifetime with virtually no maintenance. Call Royal Windows and More now at 1-800-506-9134 and take advantage of our fall double savings sale. We're going to double your savings from $1,000 to $2,000 on a new metal roof. No interest, no payments for 12 months, and double your bonus from $200 to $400 Visa gift card with your metal roof purchase. Call right now at 1-800-506-9134. Royal Windows and More, 1-800-506-9134, and you get dinner for two with your estimate. Royal Windows and More, when we say more, we truly mean it. Check us out for siding, windows, sunrooms, and home generator systems. Call Royal now.
Rib Crib in Benton wants to introduce you to their new Wing Packs to Go, an upfront, smack you in the face with mouth-watering sauces kind of introduction. Great for tailgate parties, holiday parties, or just party parties. Their wings are hickory smoked with a choice of seven sauces, three new Wing Packs to choose from. The biggest and best is only $89.99. Two racks of ribs, chips, queso, salsa, pulled pork, smoked chicken, slider buns, and 60 wings. Order today. Rib Crib in Benton. Mike guarantees you'll be satisfied. 778-9600.
Hey guys, Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa here to tell you a little story about Christmas. Once upon a time, a nice man got his wife and all the lovely ladies in his life gift certificates from Ava Bella Day Spa for Christmas, and they all lived happily ever after. The end. Make your Christmas story merry this year and get all the special people in your life a gift certificate from Ava Bella Day Spa. That includes a stress reliever massage and custom facial for $100. And it's so easy. Just make your purchase online at AvaBellaDaySpa.com. Merry Christmas from Ava Bella Day Spa.
I'm Hunter Bell from Bell Chevrolet. You know, getting treated fairly is a big deal. No one wants to buy something only to find the exact same thing on sale somewhere else for a lower price. That's why at Bell Chevrolet, we'll always match or beat any reasonable offer you get, no questions asked. It's just one part of our family commitment to make sure you get treated right. And when you buy from Bell Chevrolet, you will also get our exclusive free oil change for life with every vehicle we sell.
Stop by Bale Chevrolet today and experience best of the best customer service. Bale Chevrolet. Find new roads.
You ready? You're in the zone. Coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Acri and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network.
Doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard. Whether it's the beat or the mic, he feels so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, time's picking it up.
Alright, welcome back. Hour 2, Justin Acri, Pat Bradley, Matty T. Special guest today, Wally Hall. A little ahead of schedule. And get all you can.
What's
if you
want to
complain about anything Wally said, did, or otherwise, now's the time, because he's taking next week off.
Oh, can I complain?
He said, screw you people, I'm out of here.
He's had enough.
In the end of every football season.
You what? You take it off every week?
Take a week off at football. Get ready.
Wally. Basketball season's right here, baby, and for the first time in a while, it's relevant early in the season. Let's go Hogs.
I agree, and I need to get my batteries charged up for basketball.
Okay, what do you do in your time off? What do you have a special thing that you do this week besides just sit around, or do you go somewhere?
I'm going on a cruise.
Very nice. Is that typical? Is that standard?
It's pretty typical.
Where does one go?
Out of New Orleans.
And you go through where? Cozumel and all that?
Yep.
That'll
just
be good.
Just to get away.
You know what? I do that. Although I will say this, and this is not necessarily intended to be a free plug, but it's going to be. Since I did the New Creations diet, I normally this time of year I'm like overwhelmed, stressed out. My brain is so full of like worthless, useless information. But for some reason this year I've been able to manage that much better. I mean, like, I saw Pat yesterday. We talked about our little trip to Iowa to watch Arkansas travel up to Iowa State, and he looked more stressed out than I did. I'm thinking, man.
I was. I know. I got to get my mind right. It just kind of came upon.
It did, because you were focused on Thanksgiving, and so was I. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, we're leaving next week.
And then there was so much going on, and now we're trying to put together what's going to happen. I'm just excited that it's going to be a chance to get out and see a new. You know, I try to go on a away trip to watch the Hogs each year.
You went to Michigan?
Outside of the SEC.
Didn't you go to Michigan
one year? Went to Michigan last year.
Yeah.
Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of mine's brother lives out there, so it was cool. He kind of took us around. I got a chance to eat at some of old Pigskin's old haunts down there in Ann Arbor, which is a great town. And so this year, we're looking at the schedule. The only logical one was Iowa State.
I think you're going to be
that trip. So, you know, connection there.
Yeah, you'll be largely underwhelmed. But
so I'm excited about next year.
You're going to eat well. Yeah, we need to look at who they
get. Well, that's it. You know, the deal is you don't get an opportunity, and this is why I like it, to go to these college towns. Like, there was not anything wrong with Des Moines.
Right.
Or Ames. But it's just not one place where I go. You want to go to vacation to Ames? Maybe not. But there's some good things there, and it's so I enjoy going around and checking out some road games.
And so back to me.
If you want to pick at Wally, feel free. Yes, your cruise sounds much better than our trip to Ames. It's going to be a hell of a lot warmer.
Come on.
A year ago, I promised my sisters that if we could survive the first year of Mom being in assisted living, that I'd take them on a cruise.
Ah.
And so it was very inexpensive this time of year. My sisters, Monica, and myself were going, and there are no kids because school's not out yet.
Perfect.
Are you a big beach guy, Wally? You do the suntan lotion?
I do the sunscreen.
Let me ask you this.
Where's your sister live?
Both of them live here.
I didn't know. Okay. So they're both going too?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
When you're on the beach, are you more of a crime novelist type guy, or do you go for like the old motivational type book, or perhaps a biography style?
If I'm relaxing, I'm going to read a mystery or something like that.
Anything Hemingway. Always Hemingway.
I've read all of him.
I can see Wally pulling out like the National Enquirer.
No, not
Us
on vacation.
Weekly, People Magazine.
I can't read on the beach. There's too much. I don't know. It's too bright. Even with sunglasses on, it's annoying to me.
So what do you do?
There's too many distractions.
Make sandcastles?
I try to stare and drink cold beverages. I honestly try to completely decompress, and I stick my feet in the sand, and I don't do anything. I try to shut the old computer down, big guy.
What about take the old football out, play a little catch?
I like
maybe
to do
the
that.
Old frisbee.
Oh, I do a little surf, a little body surfing and all that, or whatever you call it.
You've been on a cruise, right?
Never.
You haven't?
Nope.
I'm afraid somebody pushed me off the side of the boat. I got to be honest with you.
I love sitting there and just watching these people try to eat how much they paid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Eat that much food.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good to me. I don't want to be forced to eat. I've never done an all-inclusive.
That would be my father. His mission wouldn't be to enjoy the sights that you see on a cruise. It would be to make sure that he came out on top on the buffet.
I know I'm probably in the minority, and I know I'm probably wrong. I have zero interest in going on a cruise. I just don't. I know I probably should. I just don't want to.
No, this isn't a luxury cruise. This is just a getaway thing.
I get it. Look, I'm
Are you nervous? You're going to be in international waters. Anything goes, Wally.
Wally's got a military background. He knows how to handle himself. You think he's worried about it?
Closest I ever came to losing a fight, Pat, was two blocks.
Nobody's going to mess with Wally. Hey, you know what? The pen's mightier than the sword, my friend. He'll be fine.
What is he going to do?
Throw his typewriter at somebody.
I'll have my pen right here.
That's it. I saw that be.
I hope it's a 007 pen. It turns into a.
Oh, it's got a little
yeah. Pistol.
Oh, it's a little 22. What's up, Craig?
Hey, I was just wondering what you guys thought of a scenario where I don't think it's going to happen, but Baylor, TCU, and Missouri are all in there. Keep in mind that Texas TCU prediction, whatever you had last week.
What was that?
One of you guys said that Texas was definitely going to beat TCU.
Yeah, a couple guys said that. Pat and I were not among them. So
I was. I thought Texas would beat them.
Texas was playing good football lately, but no. I don't know what happens there. I don't think there's any scenario where Missouri can get in. He hung up. Does anybody see any scenario Missouri gets into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's a long, long shot.
I mean, how many teams have to lose? Okay, both Big 12 teams lose, including TCU as a 33-point favorite. Florida State can't get passed by them.
Oregon could get knocked out. You can't take Alabama
but the
over
problem is if
Missouri
Oregon,
if they lose to them.
Yeah, but Wally, if Oregon gets knocked out, you're going to take Arizona ahead of them because they're ahead of them in the rankings, right? You're going to take them ahead of Missouri, right?
Let's say Ohio State loses.
Okay.
Baylor loses. Alabama loses. Now
Florida
you're
State loses.
Missouri.
Did you say that?
Missouri can't get in. There's no scenario where Missouri can get in.
They don't. They're not the best team I saw this year. In fact, I can't believe Georgia. Mark Richt ought to be on the hot. I love the guy.
Yeah,
he ought to be on the hot seat.
He's everything that's right about college football, but he's probably in trouble. But we talk about it every couple of years, and next year he'll come back and win 10
he's
and win the East, and it's all good.
He's got running backs that could start for most schools in America.
Yeah, but he only had one of them all year.
That's all he needed.
Well, no, he needed two, apparently.
But there's always something, though. I think that's what really irritates people. It's like there's always something. There's a suspension. I know injury's on his fault, but there's always something.
There's always something, but there's always 9 or 10 wins.
I understand, but that's just not good enough.
He's won the SEC championship. He just hasn't won the national championship.
Unfortunately,
he won the SEC championship by destroying Arkansas.
Most fans would like a 13-win season and then a couple of, or they would take like 7-8-win seasons and then that one spectacular season.
He's had a spectacular season. He won the SEC championship. That's a great year.
Not spectacular enough, my man.
I mean, the guy averages 10 wins a year. I mean, we're all sitting around going, I can't believe they fired Pelini. He averages 9 wins a year. This guy averages almost 10. And you're going to fire him? He's in the best conference in America?
Okay, let's talk about Pelini.
Okay.
He didn't get fired for his record.
No question.
He got fired for his personality.
He's not a good fit there.
No, he's not a good fit anywhere. He's a Delta Bravo. I mean, he's a complete a-hole. I mean, it is what it is.
1 week after another temper tantrum. 1 week after another temper tantrum.
Okay, here you go.
God bless him.
Here's Mark Richt, all right?
Okay.
You guys, I mean, seriously.
His winning record's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He is a 74% win guy. He went... He had 8-4 his first year, 13-11, 10-10-9, 11-10-8, 6-10-12, 8-9. His worst year was his 6-7 2010, and since then he's gone 10-4, 12-2, 8-5, and 9-3. That's 9-3 this year. And the best player in America, maybe, wasn't available for over half the season. So,
okay, you do realize that he is in the back. His backyard is basically he's walking over 4-star guys to sign 5-star guys.
It doesn't matter. Here's the other thing, too.
Yeah, it does matter.
But
though,
he's finished in the top 10 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, 6 times, and he's finished in the top 5 twice. He's a great fit. They're not firing him. He's not on the hot seat. Come on.
I understand. But just, what a disappointing season.
My pen could win 8 games at Georgia.
Georgia.
You don't believe
look
that.
At my pen.
Oh, it's a nice pen. It's a buzz pen, but I don't believe that. You don't either.
The state of Georgia averages 50 high D1 signees a year.
That's it. And they're all going to other places.
And Arkansas has 10 on a great year.
Well, are we arguing that he's done a better job than the head coach at Arkansas? No. We're saying, in general, has what he has produced a fireable offense? Heck no.
But his recruiting base is so...
It's the best.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So is LSU. So is Alabama. So is Auburn. So is, I mean, what else?
Yeah,
Florida
and
State.
And you've got to produce championships at those schools. Well, you're out.
He finished second in the country 1 year. He finished in the top 5 4 times. I mean, what do you want from the guy? I mean, yeah, he hasn't won a national.
If I'm a Georgia fan,
okay, he wins.
I want to break through.
Fire him.
Point.
I said he should be on the hot seat.
He shouldn't be on the hot seat.
9-3 is a disappointment with that much talent.
Oh, come on, that's crazy.
Especially in the East,
and I picked him to win, and it cost me points in the contest.
Well, I mean, look, he should. Okay, look, this year he should have been 10-2. He should have been 10-2, and he would have won the East. That would have been fine. That's what he should have done. He should have been 10-2, and ended up 10-3, and ended up 11-3 because they would have won their bowl game. That's what should have happened. They should have lost to Alabama in the SEC championship game. The Florida loss is inexplicable, inexcusable, and incredibly difficult.
You've got to beat Georgia Tech now. You've got to beat Georgia Tech.
I don't have a problem with that.
That's an in-state rivalry.
This is the best Georgia Tech team we've seen in ever?
Years. Since Frank Broyles was there.
They lost to Georgia Tech a couple of years ago, too, by the way, I would point out.
Well, got to beat them.
Georgia Tech's really good. Georgia Tech's done a good job this year. They are the team that nobody talks about that has 2 losses and can win the ACC. Okay, what about Georgia Tech? What if they win the ACC and knock off your boy?
Oh, my gosh.
Jameis, sit down, Jameis. I'll tell you what, he throws 3 picks in the first quarter.
I hadn't thought
he ain't
going
to have
that.
A chance to come back on this one.
Then you have to take Florida State out.
Yeah, got to.
Out. If they lose to Georgia Tech,
because you've
got
to put Georgia Tech in.
Yeah, well, they would go in ahead of them, I would think, at that point. I don't know.
Man.
Who did Georgia Tech lose to?
That'd be fun.
They must have had a bad loss along the way. Maybe they lost to Miami or somebody, but Georgia Tech over the last couple years. They lost to Georgia in double overtime last year. They lost badly the year before, 42-10. The year before they lost. The year before they lost. And the year before they lost. Okay, I was wrong. They haven't ever beaten Georgia, so this year was pretty
significant. All right, here's what Georgia Tech has. They lost back-to-back Duke, North Carolina.
Okay.
North Carolina's the killer.
Versus Duke at home at North Carolina. And then beat Georgia in overtime. In a really strange game,
and
by
they
the
didn't
way.
Play my Florida State in regular season, right?
No, sir.
Georgia Mike,
how do you do that?
What?
Oh, they're
hey
in different
guys.
Divisions. Okay,
Georgia Mike, what do you think about Rick?
Here's the thing: he's not leaving because of one thing. If he left right now, if they got rid of him, he'd drive a few miles down to the swamp and get that job over there. They would grab him up like a gator on a goat.
What does that mean?
But my thing is. How many times did it take Bear Bryant to win a national championship? How many times did it take Vince Dooley to win a championship?
I don't know.
And Vince Dooley wouldn't have – I still believe that Vince Dooley wouldn't have won if it wasn't for Mr. 34 that year. And with all of his winning seasons and with all of his recruits, I mean, Georgia would never have seen the likes of Matthew Stafford, NoShawn Moreno, you know, add the list, Todd Gurley, Aaron Murray, Keith Marshall, Nick Chubb. And so if he goes to Florida, or I mean, if he goes anywhere else, there goes his recruits as well.
Yeah.
That's a great recruiting base, though. Georgia as well. I mean, every year the state of Georgia puts more guys in SEC schools. They're not all going to the University of Georgia, but that's the kind of level of talent that the state of Georgia has.
I agree. But I'm not sure that every one of these SEC coaches doesn't have in their contract now they can't go to another SEC school.
Oh, boy, I'd put it in there if I was
Houston Nutt opened everybody's eyes, and all of a sudden that's going into contracts.
Mike, thanks for the call. I was wrong. I'd like to take that back. I misspoke. Mark Richt does not average 10 wins a year. He's only averaged 9.6. What's up, Mike?
Hey,
I'll take it.
Yeah,
get
Mike,
rid of him.
My thunder. I was going to say the same thing. That Florida probably gave what a conference that would be then. Do you guys think this will be one of those crazy years where the coaches are going to be moving like shuffleboard?
No.
Because there's a lot of them on the hot seat, but they start moving from around. It could be. And the other problem is I don't see a lot of coaches that have the ability to take over these jobs or that want to. You think they'll have to start pulling up from somewhere else or getting them down from the NFL?
Who's on the hot seat that's not already been fired?
Well,
Hulk.
That's a great question.
True.
I mean, you
Good
hear
point.
A lot of rumors and stuff, but as the hot seat gets taken...
Michigan, Nebraska, and Florida, three traditionally strong, elite, respected programs are all going to be open at the same time. That's a good point,
right.
Wally. Yeah, I think there's typically going to be a trickle-down. You'll see a coordinator. I mean, we already talked about Frost is a great connection to Nebraska. He's got connections now as the offensive coordinator in Oregon. He would be a great fit there. You don't have to replace a head coach, so there's no head coach opening. He's not vacating a position. I'm assuming they will hire a current head coach at Florida and a current head coach at what's the other opening that I just mentioned? Michigan. And then, of course, you may. But you'll have guys from smaller programs move up and take their positions. So,
you know,
do you not think Kirby will be available for a head coaching job? I mean, he should be ready. He's been around.
Kirby's a hot commodity. Just gave up 44 in the Iron Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, we'll see.
All right,
thanks, man. How about 99 points scored?
What'd you say the over-under was? You tweeted it.
It was like 72, and it was 99 points scored.
What a game.
Times have changed.
What's up, Junkyard Hog?
How you guys doing today?
Man, I'm fine. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Two items. Are you telling me that Brandon Allen with a busted wing is better than a healthy Austin Allen?
I'm not. I hope not. Be honest with you.
I mean, that's the picture. I'm not even a play caller by in the recliner, you know, and that's what I seen the other day. If you keep B-A-N, why don't you just run the ball, you know? And what was that with Jameis Winston, what he did last night?
He had three interceptions this weekend in the first quarter, and they still won.
Four total.
First time this year that's happened.
Got nothing. Can we talk some hoops for a minute? Because I know Pat's chomping at the bit, and we all are excited about it. You know what's interesting? And this never happens. It hasn't happened, at least in recent years. I sat down in the sales meeting today, and the first thing our sales manager said was, how about that basketball team? What's going on? And then I'm walking down the hall, and I said, man, how about them basketball Hogs? I said, wow, okay. So it's
well,
here.
How convenient.
Well, but I mean, it's everybody.
We're taking a trip this week.
The football team is part of the conversation, even if they're not good. I think the basketball team, there's a little more apathy if they're not good. But I've not seen excitement like we're seeing now. And part of it is our fault. We built it up the last couple of years. And at least they did get in the postseason last year. this year, all indications
he,
are?
Well, I can speak to this more than anybody. I would assume that we've tried to put our finger on the issues with the basketball team, and you said, yeah, if they don't do good, the excitement isn't there, and a lot of it has to do with what's gone on. And this is the first time in top 25 since, was it 07?
Yeah.
So in even years before that, it was pretty rough after 02, 03.
Are there any players left from when Mike took over the first year?
Well, technically, I guess Madden.
He had to re-recruit him, didn't he?
Yeah, and that was that whole situation. But he's the only one because Mickelson's gone. B.J. Young's gone. Ross really made it to camp. I don't think Ross made it to campus.
The first meeting Mike ever had with that team, the team he inherited, he said, you're the kind of team we love to play at Missouri because we're going to beat you to death. You don't have any discipline.
Yeah, it was true. No identity, really. No discipline. Right. A lot of guys moving in their own direction.
You know, Pelfrey always said he was going to be up pace, but he wasn't. Up tempo. He wasn't.
No. Here's Coach Anderson now.
He could never get it rolling.
After the win yesterday against Iona.
Well, I tell you what, you wanted to take place about that 10-minute mark in the second half, and I thought we had them reeling, and we had some miscues on the offensive end, and before you know it, it's going down to that 5-6 minute mark. But true to form, I thought fatigue was a big-time factor, and not only that, we had some guys come off that bench and play well.
Yes, indeed. And they're going to have a lot of bench production this year. A lot of bench production.
You know what, though? One thing that's really going to hurt Arkansas, getting its fans back in there, those 8 o'clock games. You're not going to get anybody out of Central Arkansas.
Well, it's brutal with that.
Yeah, the weeknight 8 o'clock games.
And if you're from Bentonville, you're talking about getting home at 11:30 and going to work at 7:38.
Well, by the way, they're playing at 8 o'clock in Ames Thursday night.
Are y'all going to actually go to the game?
I don't know.
We'll be there.
It sucks.
Hopefully nobody else from
Iowa wants to go. We won't get to the bar till 11, but we'll be there at the game at 8 o'clock when it tips, which
sucks. Maybe Noah will show up at Hilton.
I think that's unlikely. It would have been nice to catch them during fall break or Thanksgiving
really is,
break, rather. But
you know, you talk about the basketball program, and it had been just – it hadn't excited anybody for such a long time that you are just pulling people back. And I think now that they're realizing and remembering – the success that's been in the past and allowing themselves to go there this year.
Well, it's been 12 years since Nolan was there. They're going to have to recruit a new fan base.
It's very true.
You know,
that is very true.
During Nolan, when he was rocking and rolling in the 90s, man, the sky was filled with planes from Little Rock going up there to every game. And you don't have that anymore.
No, I don't have a plane.
No, you don't even have many cars traveling up there.
You know, there was the newness of Bud Walton. Yeah. The team was winning. It was exciting. And Mike's had to overhaul this program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean tweak it. He had to overhaul it.
Yep, no question.
And he's getting closer every year to his kind of kids.
You know, it's funny you say that because even in 2000, there were still people that hadn't been to Bud Walton Arena.
Right.
Wanted to watch a game there. So they would go to a weeknight game versus Iona, and it'd be 15,000-17,000 people at a non-conference game because they want to see this beautiful arena, this beautiful facility.
Those two wins over LSU and Mississippi in horrible weather, one of them was freezing, the other was raining, huge crowds. I had a lot of friends that gave their tickets away to people who had never been, and they went and they yelled their tail off
right. And
didn't leave until the final buzzer.
If I'm reading this correctly, and I've been looking back here, the last time Arkansas faced, and Basil had pointed this out to me today, he didn't have the details, but he kind of ballparked it for me. The last time Arkansas faced a ranked opponent as a ranked opponent was the 2000-2001 season.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that
really?
Not wild?
Two ranked opponents at a ranked opponent?
The first time they were ranked and played against a ranked opponent was 2000. They played Oklahoma when Arkansas was 25 and Oklahoma was 18 in 2000-2001. I'll have to double-check that, but that's what I found.
Well, really,
I guess kind of a quick glance here.
Yeah? I mean, when you think about...
They weren't ranked the next year.
Well, the SEC, from that, they had a few years where really the only ranked teams were Tennessee, Kentucky...
Florida.
And you're only playing... This was in the East-West, so you're only playing those guys every other year.
Arkansas was ranked early in the 07 season, but they by the end of the season, when they started getting to conference play against ranked teams, they weren't ranked anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a back-to-back Oklahoma-Texas in Fayetteville.
Yeah,
they won back-to-back games.
Hasn't been the same since you left town, buddy. Just hasn't been the same. Yeah, I'm pretty confident that's correct.
I was still chewing off the fat of what Todd Day and
that's
Lee
accurate.
And
Corliss, that's hard to believe. Is that not crazy?
Scotty. Yeah.
So interesting. All right, let's
see. And it just gives you an idea how difficult it is to crack the top 25. Are you kidding me?
It won't be anymore.
There's more than 400 teams now.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's
and unbelievable. Like 350 of them stink. So
yeah, but in the last 20 years, it's doubled as to how many
really?
Division I teams.
Did you see what happened to UAB football program?
Yeah,
kaput.
Yeah,
what?
Which make it awkward in their bowl game. Yes, they're talking about shutting the football program down.
Bleeding money, Wally.
Wow.
If you can't make money with college football, Division I college football, you shouldn't have it.
But you're in a tough spot. UAB is.
Yeah.
You got Auburn. You got Alabama.
Are you kidding me? There's a million recruits right in their backyard. You just got done telling me that. They can't all go to Alabama and Auburn.
Georgia has 50.
Well, Alabama's right next door. I mean, they're right there. If Alabama and Auburn are getting them, come on.
UAB is not a pretty campus. It's an urban school. It's a lot like ULR.
Mm-hmm. How's ULR's football program doing financially? What's up, Jose?
They're doing great. They don't lose any money.
No, they don't. Good point. They're breaking even. Jose, what's up?
Mighty Rebels. We did it.
What a weekend. How about that? Congratulations. Well, that was the big thorn in everyone's side this weekend.
No kidding. I didn't expect it, but I'm glad we got the win. Hey, Wally, I remember the days back in Bud Walton was brand new, and you could try to get a ticket for years, and you couldn't get a ticket. You know,
that's
they
true.
Were winning, and when they were back-to-back and all that kind of stuff. And I hope Coach Mike's got it going forward and everything. I was noticing this morning on the ESPN, it kind of caught me off guard. Did I see, is Texas number 2 in the nation in basketball or number 7?
Arkansas, Louisville, Texas, the only 3 programs in the nation that have both men's and women's teams undefeated through November.
Wow, unbelievable, unbelievable. Well, that's good, that's good. Hope that all turns out well for everybody. So let's go ahead and choose the Final 4 for the playoffs tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. I'm saying Baylor won't be in the Final 4 now, but they will be after they beat Kansas State. And that Alabama will be in this week, and so will Florida State, and the 4th team will be Oregon. So, not in that order, but...
Yeah. Yeah, right now, this week. Yeah,
you got it's pretty easy this week.
For a few minutes of that Auburn-Alabama game, I thought that Tim Brando's prophecy back in August might come true when he predicted no SEC team in the Final 4 playoff this year.
Yeah, well, if Missouri comes up big again, that'll be the case, or so we assume.
Well, I guess so.
Jose, we got to take a time out.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Bro, I hope.